Blog Talk Radio.
God, he's a great guy, and Ms. Illy, if you're listening, you know I'm doing my best right now so I can make it up to the funeral. I just want to at least be able to pay my respects that way. But we'll come back to that, to talking about Lubin Ely, because this is dedicated to him, and this particular song right here is a song that and it's called. God is Able by Smokey Norfolk. You're listening to the Hard Love Radio Show, and I'm your host, G. Wright.
656-495-4311. God is able. God is able. God is able. And he won't fail. God is able. God is able. God is able. And tell me who make mountains move out of my way? Who make a miracle because of my faith? And when the doctor says no, who can still say yes? And when I'm in trouble, who's right there? God is able. God is able. Oh, and he won't fail. Tell me who make a river out of a little stream? And who tell clouds to roll back so that the sun can look at me? And who tell the wind to whistle through the trees? And when I'm in trouble, who's that same God that will come down and rescue me? God is able. God is able. God is able. And God is able, and Never forsake. No, he won't fail. He'll be there till the end. God won't fail. He won't fail. Thank you.
Hello, yes. Hello, you're listening live to the Hard Love Radio Show. Today is a special day. This is a day that I'm dedicating this whole show hour. I'm dedicating it to someone who is very important to me. And although we've known each other for some years and we had lost contact, this person believed in me. And do you know what it feels like when someone believes in you, and they believe in your dreams, when they believe in what God is doing in your life, and what happens when they really put their trust and they believe? They put their trust and they believe in you, and they believe in what you're doing, what you're trying to do with your life, and what God is doing in your life. Let me tell you, when people believe in you like that, one thing you don't do is turn away and walk away. This is dedicated to Newman Ely Sr. He was definitely a man of God. He definitely believed in, he practiced what he preached. He did the things he was supposed to do. And I'm just dedicating this entire hour to him. You know, one thing about it that you know, I'm gonna read this is a plaque I have in my room, and this poem is entitled "What Would Jesus Do?" What would Jesus do today if he were here with me? Would he find time to help someone or act indifferently? What would Jesus do today if he were here in my chair? Would he need to speak his mind or quietly sit there? What would Jesus do today? I need to clearly see, so people who may cross my path will know he's here in me. I'm telling you, right now I'm about ready to start shouting right now because God is so good. And when you know that God loves you, and when you know that God has given people and brought people around you who love you and who care for you, no matter what you're going through, I tell you, that makes a world of difference. This is a song that I'm dedicating to Ely. And this is from my upcoming CD. It's entitled "Love Always," and it's featuring Prince Martin III on the saxophone. But one thing that God commands us to do is to always love, and to love always. Hope you guys like this. It's called "Love Always." Is dedicated to you, Newman. I'm telling you, oh yeah, love every minute, love every hour, love every day, love always, love in the morning, love at noontime, love through the night. because he first loved us. If anyone says I love God yet hates his brother, he's a liar. For anyone who does not love his brother whom he has seen cannot love God whom he has not seen. And he has given us this command. Whoever loves God must also love his brother.
Yo, this your boy Mr. Bugs from the Mr. Bugs Radio Show, and you listening to the Heart of Love Radio Show with G Wright on blogtalkradio.com.
Hello, hello. I hope you guys like that. That was Mr. Bugs Radio
Show. Yo, this your boy Mr. Bugs from the Mr. Bugs Radio Show, and you listening to the Heart of Love Radio Show with G Wright on blogtalkradio.com.
Yeah, this is a very important show to me, because someone who really believes along, you know, with others, but you know, this is someone who really said, you know, Greg, you know, I want to see your music out there. I want to see it out there. You know, he encouraged me and he had told me some things I needed to do several years ago, and I did it. I did some of those things, and I was making those strides. And I said, when the time is right, God is going to bring this person back across my path, and that's what he did. And in December, we reconnected this past Christmas. We reconnected, and I'm telling you this, you know, for some people it might be different, but you know, some people just affect your life and they touch your life, and it might not be a long time. It might not be even anything that's explainable. But one thing that I have to say is that God is a good God. And when people touch your lives, you know, you just want to give them the respect. You just want to give them, some people might say dap. You just want to give them proper words. You just want the whole thing to be proper. You know, and I just have to, you know, they say give people flowers when they're alive. I praise him and I thank God for him when he was alive. You know, but I'm telling you, you know, just in a little bit of time, you know, he has just spoken so many things into my life and touched my business partner of mine. And he actually ended up forming a company, you know, and we're going to talk to him in a little while. His name is Jamal Dickerson, and he'll be calling in a little while. We're going to be talking about Nubin today on the Heart of Love Radio Show. I want to hear from you, 646-595-4311. Has someone ever touched your life? Has anyone ever touched your life and just made you just really ask yourself, you know, what's going on? What's going on? You know, one thing about this is this, you know, I'm happy for him, because you know what? He's free right now. And there's a song called Free by Liz Yancey. And I hope you'll be touched by the words of this song. It's called Free by Liz Yancey. Cuban, I know that you're with the Lord and you're free, man. That was Free by Liz Yancey. Hold on, we have a caller calling in. That was Free by Liz Yancey. This is the Hard Love Radio Show, and I appreciate you guys listening in and calling in. Had a caller who called in, and I hope that caller calls right back. I definitely would like to hear from you. Definitely want to hear what you're talking about and what's going on with you and in your life. I do care about the people who call in. I do care about those who pray for me. I appreciate those who hit me up on my official website at gwrightonline.com. That's gwrightonline.com. I appreciate those who send me instant messages and IMs at gwrightonline@yahoo.com. And also those who definitely contact me on MySpace. So that's something I definitely appreciate. I definitely appreciate that. I'm going to play a song from an artist that, you know, I love this song. I love this artist, and I love his ministry. It's by Jay Moss. Jay Moss is the artist. The song is Abundantly. Again, that's Abundantly.
It would be like the sky that's never sunny. It would be like the bee that can't make honey. Or maybe like the fallen snow that never melts. Like always hearing of your touch, but never felt. It's like the vase that holds no flowers. Never wanna sleep without you. Never wanna wake without you. I never wanna part with life abundantly. Never take a chance without you. Cause I'm never do my best without you. I never want to leave this life abundantly.
Hallelujah.
It would be like the game that has no end. Like knowing love's behind the door, you cannot end. Like knowing joy's in a morning that never comes.
Kind of like
what life would be if God didn't send His Son. It's kind of like a heart when the love flowing through it. I never want to see without you. No, no. And I never want to wait. I never do my best without you.
Oh, Father.
Never wanna leave abundantly. I never, never, never wanna sleep
without you.
No morning do I wanna wake. Oh, without you touching me with the doubts of your grace.
Is
I hate really nothing without you. Leave this life abundantly, abundantly. Since you came in my life, you're the source of my abundant living.
Hey man, that was Abundantly. Now it's by Jay Moss. Again, that was Abundantly by Jay Moss. You're listening to the Heart of Love Radio Show. Has anyone ever touched your life? And you know, and you just are just thankful that no matter how much little time, you have in connecting with people and keep the connections open, that no matter what, they touched your life. They made a difference in your life. You know, if that's happened to you, I want you to call in at 646-595-4311. That's 646-595-4311. Again, that song, hold on, callers. We have a caller calling in. Hello. You are live on the Heart of Love Radio Show with your host, G. Wright.
Hey, what's up, folks? It's Jamal Dickerson from up in D.C.
Hey, man, what's going on?
I'm all right.
You know, first of all, I want to say, you know, tell the audience who you are again.
I'm sorry, say again?
Tell the audience who you are again.
Hey, I'm Jamal Dickerson up in D.C. Kind of a semi-mentee of Newman Ely. He's been a good brother, good friend, and I miss him dearly, you know. And,
oh, yeah.
I just want to take this moment, you know, express my condolences to the family, you know. I know it's hard on me. I know it's got to be even hard on them. Yeah, they have two young kids, you know. It's just been kind of hard, you know, since I found out, you know. And it's kind of weird at the same time because when Newman came into my life, it came really quick. You know, but Newman's one of those people that gives, like, 100% of his heart. Like, when he gives it, you know, and no questions asked. And, you know, for him to welcome me into his life and, you know, vice versa, it was, and then to lose him, you know, it's just been like, wow, you know.
Yeah.
It's kind of crazy.
Yeah, you know, think about it, like, I was telling the listening audience, you know, I'm sure Ms. Ely is listening right now because I told her that I was going to dedicate this program to her. One of the things about Newman was the fact that, you know, it's kind of crazy. It doesn't matter how long you know someone. What matters is when you do know them, what do they speak into your life?
Yeah.
What do they deposit into his life? And I sent out a blog on my MySpace page, and the thing about that blog that I did put up. Is a blog, and in that blog in that bulletin, I was just talking about, you know, just praising him. You know, they say give people their praises, you know, their flowers when they're alive, you know, give it to them. And one thing about him that I think, I'm gonna hold true. Now I know that first of all he was a workaholic. He worked a lot. You know, but I know he loved his family. He loved his kids. You know, he loved his wife, he loved his family, he loved his kids, and he loved his work. You know, and if he could help somebody, if he could help you, he would do his best to help you. You know, whatever it is, you know. So I put out a blog, and I'm going to read just a little bit of what I had written in that blog to him, and dedication to him, because the thing about it is this: God will bring people into your life.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to ask yourself, okay, God, why did you bring this person into my life? You know, what am I supposed to learn from this person? And for me, I'm going to say that what I learned about him is the fact that from him and from his example is the fact that he led by example.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm telling you, when you lead by example, you know, he had a great work ethic.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you know, Jamal, I mean, your audiences know that, you know, he inspired you to create your own company.
Yeah.
To finally put a name on it. You might have had a name, but you know, he kind of inspired you to go ahead and do that.
Yeah.
You know, and this is what I wrote. There are a few times in life when you are blessed to have known someone who truly cares and seeks to invest in your ministry. For me, this person is Newman Ely Sr. Sometime had passed, and we had lost contact with each other. However, ever since December 2007, we had reconnected, and this friend slash promoter once again has started setting situations in motion and helping me to prepare for my CD listening parties in Washington, D.C. and in Atlanta, Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
Well, as you know, things happen, and now my friend has gone on to be with the Lord. God has blessed him with a great woman of God and two great children. His work ethic was phenomenal, and he believed in me, my music and ministry. Although he will be missed, I am left now with a great sense of pride that I, too, have known him. His legacy continues on in the lives of his family and friends. Tonight's radio show is dedicated to him, and I also dedicate my song, Love Always, to him as well. God bless you, Newman, and thanks for always supporting and believing in me. I look forward to seeing you on the other side. God bless you, and rest in peace, my friend. G. And I think that best sums it up for me. I think that best sums it up for me, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I'm telling you, you know, God definitely indeed is good, has been keeping me, has been watching over me, and I'm just thankful. I'm just thankful for today. I'm just thankful for people like him. I mean, can you tell me in the short time that you have known him, besides the company, what else, what did he speak, what one thing do you remember that speaks volumes that you are in your mind and you'll always carry on with you about Newton?
I think the biggest thing about Newton was, like, relationships, you know. Like, before he went in for surgery and everything, you know, we met several times, you know, we had meetings with, you know, different individuals, you know, whether on the phone and or in person. And, you know, like when he comes into your life, he, like, touches you in such a way where you will not forget him. You know, he always leaves, he left an impression. So it's like whether I'm with him, talking to somebody else, or, you know, talking to someone else separately from him, it's like they always know who he is and who he was. Yeah. Like, it's like this spirit that just kind of moves through him and touches people, you know. And that's the one thing, you know, that I think I want to learn from my experience, you know, and my relationship with Newman, is that in life, you know, people come and go in our life so often. But it's like, what can you do to leave an impression on them? Like, what is, you know, so they remember the good stuff about you, like, you know, and just keep it moving like that, you know. So many times, you know, I know for me, it's not easy to let people in my life. So when I let people in my life, you know, it takes a while. But Newman was totally different, you know. He came in my life and, you know, it was like this bond that just kind of happened. But it's like, okay, so when I take what I can learn from him is, like, okay, as I go about my daily life, like, what am I doing to make an impact in other people's lives, you know, to keep them moving and keep them going, you know? So I think
you know, I got to tell you this. One of the last things that he told me to tell you, you know, and it's funny, I was speaking with Mrs. Z about this day, and, mm-hmm. and I was you know, just telling you, you know, it's amazing how you have these conversations with people. You might not even realize that it might be your last conversation.
Yeah.
But one thing he told me to tell you, and I think I already told you, was that, you know, he told me to tell you that it looked good. The project, the presentation looked good.
Mm-hmm.
And to tell Jamal, don't forget, don't stop. You know, it looked good. Continue. Don't stop. Don't wait for him to get out. You know, you know, he had said that he was going to come out and get well and go ahead and finish this thing up. But he told me to tell you, don't stop. You know, so I'm encouraging you today. I know that even in a short period of time, you've thought about changing job locations, changing and going straight into promotions.
Yeah.
But, one thing he told me to tell you is don't stop. Don't stop. Don't stop. So what you did, and he saw it, and what you did touched, you know, he's like, okay, it looks good. Tell me it looks good. Go ahead and send it off. You know, so just don't stop. And so that's my word for you today, Jamal. Don't stop. And the different things in impartation that he imparted into your life, take that same impartation into your life and then doing the same thing.
Don't
and
stop.
Then when it, you know, huh?
Yeah, that's good. I like that.
Yeah, so, you know, I've been trying to get in touch with you today, man, tell you, you know, yeah, I know that he had quickly become a mentor to you and was kind of helping to show you the right direction. But I still hear those words. I had to tell you. I had to get a hold of you today and tell you, don't stop. I had to get a hold of you today and tell you not to stop. You know, so that's my word for you today, is don't stop.
I like that.
All right?
All right.
And I know that Newman is saying, you know, don't stop, don't stop. And I got to tell you this, he was impressed. Because, you know, you just jumped on in there, both feet, boom, 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 knocking out. And now he was impressed. So for you, I'm just encouraging you today not to stop. You know, and carrying on that legacy, carrying the legacy that Newman carried around. You know, and the thing about it, it's like being touched. You know, like the TV show that goes through my mind is called Touched by an Angel.
Uh-huh.
You know, and wherever they went, they touched people's lives were forever changed by those angels. You know, so it's definitely like saying, let's do this. You know, we are live on live radio, you know, and, you know, before I get caught up, you know, I just want to play this song. And this is a song that I've written for one of my friend's parents who had passed away. She was like a mother, you know,
yeah.
And I can say that Newton was like a big brother. You know, I knew that he had my back.
Yeah.
And so he took, though people were hungry for the, you know, for what they did and loved it, and did good promotions, that's what we put out. So I'm about to play this song right now entitled Made Known to Me. So just hang on in there, Jamal, all right?
All right.
All right. This is Made Known to Me. You're listening to the Hard Love Radio Show, 646-595-4311. It's dedicated, again, to Newman Ealy, Sr.
For the life to live, for the breath you breathe, for the love you've shown, made known to me, for the arms of love, for the word of grace, for the love. To a better place to be. but it's not over. God's given us a gift, yes, He has. Your loving memory will always exist. Your smile, your laugh, your touch, it's here, it's here, here in my heart. Oh, oh, for the life you live, for the breath you breathe, for the
to the Heart of Love Radio Show, and I'm your host, G. Wright. That was a song entitled Made Known to Me. That's one of the songs from an upcoming CD. This program is a program that, again, I dedicate to my friend, you know, who is like a mentor, you know, a promoter. He was, first of all, a man of God. Secondly, he was a husband of God. Thirdly, he was he's one of the fathers. And he shared love wherever he went. So I want to encourage you today, wherever you go in life, whatever you do in life, you know, share God's love with people. And maybe one day when you've gone on to be with the Lord, people will miss you. And perhaps people will want to say, you know what? I've been touched by an angel. You know, there's just so much going through my mind right now. And there's a caller who called in, and I hope the caller calls back. You know, we have about two more minutes before the remaining in the program. And, you know, if someone has touched your life, you feel like, you know, your life's been touched by an angel. You know, whether it's just, you're just saying, okay, here's someone who believes in me. Here's someone who tells me, you know, hey, I can do it. Because the word of God says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. So no matter where you are, no matter who you are, no matter what you're going through in your life, I want you to know that you can do all things through whom? Through Christ who strengthens you. And don't you know that God will bring angels into your life? I'm about ready to start shouting up in here. God will bring angels in your life, people who will touch you through their words, through their actions. And your life is more of a mirror. Your life is that mirror that people will see. And if you want to see God use you, and if you want God to touch your life and to really touch other people's lives, just be real and continue to live your life for the Lord and continue to change. As long as you have the opportunity to breathe, change. You know what? That's a beautiful thing, y'all. You know, and no matter what you do, always love. Love your neighbors as yourself. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Speak well of others so people can speak well of you. And then love with the love that can only come from God, because that's going to be the type of love that will touch lives, change the hearts and minds of men. God bless you guys. And I'll see you Thursday from 6 to 7 on the Heart of Love Radio Show. God bless. Rest in peace.
Blog Talk Radio.